Daf Memvav. So one day Reb Zera got sick, and Rabbi Abbos said that he would make a yuntif for the rabbis, have a whole festival, if Reb Zera got better, and then he got better. And at this meal, Rabbi Abbos told Reb Zera, oh, you should be the one to say Hamotzi on the bread. Reb Zera says, well, Rabbi Yochanan says that the host is the one who's supposed to say Hamotzi. So Rabbi Abbos said, fine, I'll say Hamotzi. Then at the end of the meal, Rabbi Abbos asked Reb Zera to lead benching. But Reb Zera says, well, Rav Huna says that whoever was the one that said Hamotzi is the one should bench. Rabbi Abbahu actually held, like Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, that the host should say Hamotzi, and a guest should bench. Why? The host should say Hamotzi so that he could give out the bread generously, and the guest should be able to say the special Yihiratzon, the tefillah for the host, in his benching. And then the Gemara brings down this Yihiratzon that a guest would say in his benching for the host, and we bring in Rebbe's addition to that Yihiratzon. So then we asked, what is considered actually part of the Zimun? So Rav Nachman says that the Zimun is its separate thing and it's its own bracha, while Rav Shesha says that the Zimun is actually part of the first bracha of benching. So we want to try to say that this argument between Rav Shesha and Rav Nachman is the same as another one from this brisa. We said that one brisa says that benching is sometimes two and sometimes three brachos, and another brisa says that sometimes benching is three or four brachos. So everyone agrees that the fourth bracha of Hatov Umeitiv, which is the second bracha after Uvenei, that is Dirabanan. So forgetting that, it would seem to say that when we have two or three brachos, that would be Rav Sheshes, because he says that without a Zimun, you would not say the first bracha, because the first bracha is considered part of the Zimun. So without a Zimun, there are only two brachos of Ve'ala Kol and Uvenei. And with a Zimun, there are three brachos because you include that first bracha. While the brisa which says three or four brachos is Rav Nachman, because normally we have three, the Baruch, the Ve'ala Kol, and Uvenei without a Zimun. And when we have a Zimun, we would say four because Rav Nachman says that the Zimun bracha is a separate bracha. And they actually say, no, that's not the machlokas, because they can both explain both brisos according to their opinions. Rav Nachman would say, all agree that the Zimun bracha is its own bracha. And that's why three and four make sense, as we explained before. However, by two and three, how do we make sense of that? That this brisa that's talking about two or three brachos is talking about the benching of workers, because for the workers, they would shorten the benching. They would combine the second Ve'ala Kol and Uvenei into one bracha. And so without a Zimun, it would just be the two brachos of the first Baruch and the second Uvenei and Ve'ala Kol combined into one. And with a Zimun, they would have three brachos, one of the brachos being the Zimun bracha. But this second brisa is talking specifically about workers. And Rav Sheshes would say, no, all agree that the Zimun is part of the Hazan bracha, the first bracha, and therefore two and three brachos make sense, as we explained before. However, three and four brachos is going of the opinion that the fourth bracha, Atov Meitiv, is a Dereisa bracha. And so when there are the three brachos would be without a Zimun, because you would be saying Ve'ala Kol Uvenei and Hatovu Meitiv, but not the Zimun bracha, meaning not the first bracha. And when you have a Zimun, then you do say the first bracha of Baruch, and that's how you can have four. So that's how they both explain it. But Rav Yosef and many argue that the fourth bracha is not Doraisa, and they all bring different reasons. So Rav Yosef's reason is that the fourth bracha of Hatov Meitiv is not Doraisa because the workers don't say it. Rav says it's not Doraisa because it starts with a Baruch, but it doesn't end with a Baruch. And we bring in a brisa that says that all brachos have to start and end with a bracha, except brachos on food, brachos on mitzvos, brachos in a series like Shemona Esrei, brachos after the bracha after Shema, and we said that some brachos start with a baruch but don't end with a bracha, start with a baruch but don't end with a baruch, and some brachos end with a baruch and don't start with a baruch. The fourth bracha of benching starts with a baruch but doesn't end with a bracha with a baruch, and we said that since this bracha starts with a baruch, it shows that it's breaking apart from the rest of benching. However, from the fact that it doesn't end with a baruch, it's showing that it's dirabanan and not part of the diraisa benching. Rav Nachman Yitzchak says the fourth bracha is not d'oraisa. Why? Because it's not said in the house of an avel, of a mourner. The Braisa says that at an avel's house, you say the regular fourth bracha of Atovu Meitiv. Rabbi Akiva says, no, you say Baruch Dayana Ames, which is what we say nowadays, Baruch Dayana Ames. And so the opinion that you say a regular fourth bracha, the Tanakama, that means to say that an Avel can also say Hatov Meitiv, because it wouldn't make sense that an Avel wouldn't say Baruch Dayana Ames, so it means you could say Baruch Dayana Ames and the regular bracha. But this shows that the Tanakama is only arguing about the proper conduct at an Avel's house. He's not arguing over the fact with Rabbi Akiva that the fourth bracha is Derabanan. Both Rabbi Akiva and the Tanakama agree that the fourth bracha is Derabanan. The Tanakama just says that you are allowed to say the fourth bracha if you'd like to. Mar Zutra went to Rav Ashi, and one of his relatives died, so Rav Ashi said a special fourth bracha, this whole long thing, in place of the regular fourth bracha. So he said, what about the case where someone answered a Zimun, he was part of a meal, but he wasn't done eating. And this person listened to the entire Zimun through Rabosai until the end of the first bracha. How should he then say benching when he's ready to say benching? Meaning he continues eating after the Zimun was made. He heard the first bracha. What should he do when he's ready to bench? Abai says he should go back to the beginning. The Rabbanan say you should go to where you left off, meaning you pick up with Noda. And the halacha is you go to where you left off. The Reish Galusa says to Rav Sheshes, the Persians actually have much better dinner etiquette than the Rabbanan. When they have two people, the more prominent one lies down on the couch first, and the other person lies above him on the second couch. When they have three people, the most prominent one is in the middle couch, the second prominent is above on the couch above, and the third is on the couch below the most prominent one. But Rav Shesha says, but then the most prominent one who's going to want to speak to the second most prominent one is going to have to sit up to talk to the second guy. Right? So that's not so great. That's annoying. So the Reish Galusa answer is that they were able to speak in sign language, so it wasn't a problem. They wouldn't have to get up because they could see their hands. He continues that the most prominent one would wash first before the meal. Right? Before the meal, the most prominent one would wash first. And Rav Shesha says, but then he just has to sit there waiting for everyone else to finish washing. And the Reish Galusa answers no, because they bring him his food immediately. Right after he finishes washing, they bring him his food. And he continues that after the meal, the least prominent one would wash first. Rav Shesha says, but then the most prominent one is just going to sit there with dirty hands the whole time? And the Reish Galusa answers, no, because this guy eats, the most prominent one eats until the water is brought to him. So he's not just sitting there with dirty hands, he's busy eating. Rav Shesha says, all right, well, we follow a brisa that says that when you have two people, the prominent one lies down first, and the less prominent one lies down below him, which is different than the Persians. And when you have three people, the most prominent one lies down first in the middle, the second would be above him, the third would be below him. We said that the water brought before the meal goes to the most prominent one first. The water that is after the meal, it depends on who washes first after the meal. If there are less than five people, then you just start with the most prominent one. However, if there are more than five people, you start from the least prominent one. And when you get to the last five, then instead of going in ascending order, going from least to greatest, when you get to the last five, you go to the most prominent one and then do the next four. And we said that whoever washes first, meaning whoever washes first among the final five, is the one who benches and leads the benching. And this supports Rav, who says that the first person to wash says the benching, meaning the first person to wash of the final five. Rav Chia and Rav were once eating together with Rebbe. Rebbe told Rav to wash his hands. Rav was like, oh wow, this is so offensive. He's telling me my hands are really dirty. And Rav Chia said, no, don't worry. He just wants you to lead the benching. Shkayach.